Hi, hello, and welcome to Paisa Vasool. I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Tarun here with us.
Hello.
And we've got our first special guest on the show.
What's up?
Welcome, Kiriti. We're going to be talking about...
Kiriti's favorite movie.
Kiriti's favorite movie.
Yeah, no, everyone's favorite movie. Greatest movie of all time.
2010's Darling, starring, back then he was young, Rebel Star Prabhas. Because I guess he was still younger then.
This is the peak of Prabhas's performance, and it's all been downhill since this.
So, starring Prabhas and Kajal Agarwal, and directed by Karunakaran, who directed a lot of movies before this. I think he's kind of fallen off.
He did. He did that.
Such as?
He did that Nagarjuna movie. Grigol Virudu, I think, and then don't know if he's done anything since then.
So what he's known for is Tholi Prema with Pawan Kalyan. That was his first movie. But then he did Balu with Pawan Kalyan again.
Mm.
And he did that was all right.
Yeah.
What's that movie with that weird bloke? He did that as well.
After that he did
Ulasanga Utsahanga.
How do I know that movie? I know that movie.
It's got good songs.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so that was his first collaboration with G.V. Prakash. And then
This
was the movie after. He did Darling after that movie.
And then he did that movie with Ram?
Yes, and the Kante Premanta.
Which is not great.
Which is also G.V. Prakash. Between Ulasanga Utsahanga and Balu, he did Happy with Allu Arjun.
Not a bad movie either. But
and
did he do
songs.
Did he do that Grigol Virudu movie? I'm pretty sure he did. No,
nah, his last movie was Tej, I Love You.
I've seen that. It's not good.
I feel that.
Yeah. It's not. What else has he done?
And then Chinnadana Nikosam.
No, I haven't seen that. No.
So who's that with? Nitin. Okay.
I know the songs in that.
Okay.
The shit. I think there's like one good song or something.
Yeah. So his last movie was in 2018. So he hasn't done a movie in a while. But this was a different movie for the time because I guess it was probably Prabhas's like first out and out kind of rom-com type movie. I don't think he did movies like this before.
Because Mr. Perfect was after this.
After this, yeah.
I hated that movie.
You don't like Mr. Perfect?
Nah, I thought it was shit.
I don't hate Mr. Perfect. I think it's okay. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. This is, I think over time at the time, I liked that better than this, but I think over time, this is better than that.
This is a fucking classic.
Do you know the problem with Mr. Perfect, not that we're reviewing that movie, is in the second half, Tufsi is so annoying, her voice is, and she dubbed for herself, which was a mistake, because it is terrible. Yeah.
Kaja's also in that, right?
She is.
Oh,
that's right. She's in the first half, isn't she?
Yeah. So I'll review Mr. Perfect while you guys review Darling.
Well, Darling, it's...
Was it a hit?
It was. So box office-wise, it did...
100 days.
It did 55 crore, according to Wikipedia. Budget was between 18 to 21 crore. So it made basically double its budget at the time.
Not more.
I think when it first came out, it wasn't considered a success, but then it was kind of a slow burn. Like, it did well over time.
It's not one of those movies that would be it wouldn't be mass, you know? Like, people wouldn't
care. It's not mass.
There's no, like, major fight scenes.
I think the fight scenes that they even have in this, they, like, injected into it. Like, they didn't need to be there.
Yeah. Just because it was Prabhas.
Because it's Prabhas, they need to.
You know that random fight scene that's, like, parkour?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Switzerland?
Parkour.
Yeah.
That's why this movie's the best.
I think the first thing we want to talk about is Prabhas' shirts in this movie. Thoughts. What is going on
Oversize?
There?
Yeah.
Because it's like a V-neck at the back as well.
Yeah,
it's like a double V-neck.
Yeah, at the start, it's some very, like, it's like these low, it's like these.
The log line, they're super long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even his pants are all baggy and stuff as well. Like, it's very baggy. Yeah.
The whole movie's weird.
He's got like a V-neck at the back and a V-neck at the front. Like, it's
who the hell designed this shit? Because it's not like the casting director, or it's not like the people don't make these shirts. They clearly bought it from somewhere.
Yeah, the custom made for probably.
It must just be the fashion in Sweden, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Switzerland.
That's the first time I watched this.
Is it not Sweden?
I think
is
it's Switzerland. It's Switzerland, yeah. Shit. The first time I watched this movie, the immediate thought was, why is he wearing those shirts?
Yeah. But it's a different kind of movie for him. I don't think he's done a movie. Well, he did this and Mr. Perfect together, and then after that, he hasn't done a movie like that again.
And I don't think he ever will. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, was Radhesham like this?
No, Radhesham. No. Shit.
It's Radhesham makes no sense.
I think he tries comedy in Radhesham. Or I don't know. Is that comedy? They tried something in Radhesham. It didn't. Whatever it was, it didn't pay off.
Radhesham is weird. It's like
it's not good. Yeah.
It's some real bad vibes. Vibes that shouldn't exist between a male and female. It's very weird.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that movie. That's brings back bad memories.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you want to go over in this movie?
People either love or hate this movie based off the twist at halfway.
Yes.
And it could either, if you like it, you love it.
It's a rogue turning point in a movie.
Yeah.
Should we go? I mean,
we'll talk about the whole movie and then we'll do that. But it's either you love that twist or you hate it. And I don't think there's
in between. I freaking love it. Yeah. I love it because
I think it's very gutsy.
It's such a fuck you to the audience. Yeah.
But it's very much like if you don't like that twist, you hate this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see how you can not like the twist.
Yeah.
Because you just wasted like
open minded.
You just wasted half our movie with a twist. But
okay. So there's Prabhas and there's a chick that commits suicide or tries to commit suicide because she loves him. It's a very dark way to start the movie.
Yeah. So the very start of the movie starts in like the past when like, so it's actually about Prabhas's dad's friends.
Mm.
That's actually what it's about and like how they're friends and they get together every 10 years. And I don't know if you remember the first thing.
Oh, the dance.
He dances.
Very bad. Yeah. Yeah. Very bad.
Really bad. And then one chick's just clapping.
The kid dances, right? And then
they're all just like going off.
It's Michael Jackson.
It's amazing.
It's Michael Jackson or something.
Yeah. I think it's Prabhudeva.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, my daughter's now going to dance with you as well.
Yeah.
And then they dance together. And then like that dance, I think it like, I don't know.
Revolutionized film.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the cringiest things I've ever seen, if I'm honest.
But like, from that point, he's like, oh, I love this girl, like forever. Because
of the dads, but even though, yeah.
Because she somehow figured out my choreography and simultaneously did it with me. Yeah. She's a dancing genius. This is flash dance all over again. Let's go.
She grows up to be the most uncoordinated girl. Anyway, we'll get to that.
Kajal Agarwal has issues with basic
running, I think,
coordination.
What you
running, and we also established just throwing things on the ground she can't do properly either.
But yeah, and then the first scene is the girl.
The girl tries to commit suicide. And Mukesh Rishi is her dad.
Yes. Yeah. There's a part where he's like, "I'll never let go of anything, but if I do let go of it, it's like this." And he like lets go of a guy for a building. It's like holding his tie, and he's like, "Yeah."
Mukesh Rishi is the villain.
He was dancing with that girl during a song. Then afterwards, as he's leaving on a bike, she's like,
I love you. Yes. And then he just leaves. What does he say?
And he's like, ha ha ha, Joker. And I was like, oh, this is not good because I know she's about to commit suicide.
Well, she doesn't commit suicide. She attempts to commit suicide. And then Mukesh Rishi, being the father he is, wants to force him to marry his daughter. So then Prabhas tells him his love story to convince him that he can't marry his daughter.
Yeah. Also, we forgot the actual introduction of Prabhas in this. They're like walking through some alley.
He fights some guy.
Kicks a basketball. Yeah. But then there's like this bunch of girls and they come up to him and they're like, what's your name? And it's like Prabhas. His name in this movie is Prabhas. And then like, what's your phone number? And he just walks away.
They call him Prabha.
Prabha. Yeah.
Yeah. Prabha. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, what's your phone number? And he just walks away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the first shot of him is his back. And they immediately show off his V-neck shirts from the back.
It was unreal. I loved it. Loved every moment. He doesn't just kick a basketball. He kicks it into the wall and then rebounds off the wall and hits them.
And then they dance.
Yeah, and then it goes straight into the first song.
Yeah.
Whole first half is essentially this. He's like narrating it to Mukesh.
He's trying to explain to Mukesh Rishi as to why he can't love his daughter.
Yeah.
And fell in love with this girl, essentially. Yeah.
Yes.
But he sees her. So the premise is that he goes to Switzerland because he's part of a band.
Yep. And they think he's someone else, do they?
No, I don't think so.
No, I think they know they're a band, but they think they know like Rahman or something.
They think they're bigger than they are.
The people that visit or the people that are coordinating the trip for these guys are faking that they really know what they're doing.
Yes.
But it's all BS.
And then both sides are faking it. Like, they're faking that they're like a huge band, but they do music, but they're like not that big.
Yeah.
And these guys fake that they know, like,
I think it's a bigger crime to be faking something when you're organizing the event than it is to just be fake confident.
And then the finances, like, bail on them in between, and they have to, like, actually, like, busk for a bit.
Yeah. So they take their passports and then they have to start busking. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look,
that's crazy, and it is.
Yeah. What's the premise of this visa that they got? I thought the visa would simply be you're performing.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, how long are they staying there? What do you mean confiscate? The confiscation, the visa should just be you now need to just go home.
Like,
they shouldn't have to confiscate your visa and force you to do something. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But that's why I love this movie.
But anyway, while they're there, he sees Kajal.
Yes.
He falls in love immediately.
So apparently a Karunakaran thing is he always introduces the heroines in white. Like, that's the thing he does. So in this,
and she's dressed as an angel.
Yeah. So in this, she's dressed as an angel. Yeah.
Angel.
Yeah.
And then she goes, doesn't do that in Balu, but I could be
wrong. Can't remember.
Yeah.
He sees her right, like, on a scooter.
Yeah.
And then he stalks her to a church.
Yeah. And then he goes and hides in a closet. And then she comes into the room.
He somehow finds, like...
No, because he doesn't have his passport on him and the police are chasing him. Do you remember this? So he...
Yeah.
He runs into a church.
But also, you don't need your passport on you. Like,
yeah.
I don't think...
You just need some form of ID.
Yeah.
Who walks around with their passport?
Why is the police just randomly chasing this guy? Anyway, he chases him into the church, and then to run away from the police officer, he goes and hides in this closet, and then she comes in.
But while he's trying to look for him in the church, Kajal Agarwal, like, tells a girl that's singing that she's singing too high, and then screams that the whole wedding needs to stop.
Yeah.
She's like, stop it! And it stops the ring ceremony and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's drama. That's why this movie's great. It's drama from
the get-go. Once again, if this is sounding insane, it is. Yeah.
But this is actually what happens. So
yeah.
Yeah, it is, like, in the closet and he's listening to the conversation she's having with the father of the church. And, like, she's confessing that she'd drunk a bottle of wine or something.
I think it was scotch or something, or vodka, something.
Yeah. And then there's this whole track where he pretends that he can
read faces.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And, like, that's how he introduces himself to Kajal as well. Like, oh, you look like an angel, but you did something. You committed a sin last night.
It's such a good scene.
But there's this comedy shenanigans ensue, but then the real thing happens, and is it her brother gets kidnapped or something?
Someone gets stolen.
Her brother gets kidnapped.
And this comes out of nowhere. It's just like random shenanigans. And then, her brother
gets kidnapped. Human trafficking.
Well, there's this other thing where, like, he has a bet with his friends that he cannot ask her to fall in love with him or something. Because the organizer of the event is like, you can't fall in love with girls in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they're like, they don't want to lose out on the concert, so they're like, make Prabhas swear on his dad that he can't fall in love with Kajal.
No, he can't tell her that
he
loves her, but he's trying to get her to tell him. But her brother gets kidnapped by a guy on crutches. Is that right? I remember there's a guy on crutches.
I think that's his disguise.
It's his disguise. He doesn't get kidnapped by the guy with crutches. Or no, he's got crutches and then he starts doing parkour afterwards.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And then there's, like, randomly these martial artists come out of nowhere and, like, chucking chairs around and stuff as well.
All this movie looks very real.
So
as well.
So good. Yeah. This is what Switzerland's actually like in real life.
I've been to Switzerland and it was spot on.
This is exactly what it's like.
They go to this, like, spot. It's, like, in the middle of four cafes. It's, like, a courtyard.
Yeah.
And then random parkour guys jump out of everywhere.
And he saves her brother and...
But then she loves... She's going to say she loves him.
He also, like, builds a bridge and, like, in between there's a couple of songs and he, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Builds a bridge to get across a river.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's right, because she has to cross, like, the bridge every day or something. So he builds a bridge.
Like, some guitar.
Like, yeah, she loses something in the in the river, and it's like, oh, I need to build a bridge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Classic.
Also, there's unnecessary use of CGI in the songs, in a couple of the songs. I don't know if you remember. I'll show you later, but there's a couple of songs where there's just CGI. Like
he's in front of a green screen. Of copyrighted music, where the music director just decides to use Untouched by the Veronicas.
Yeah.
As like just as background clearly score. Just ripped off.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like this music just starts. It's like, da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, whoa, what are you doing here? And it's the whole thing. It's not even like, I'm going to take this riff. He takes the whole intro to that song and just pastes it there.
Yeah. Amazing.
They might as well just put the words in.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
But the songs are pretty good.
Songs are good, yeah.
Yeah.
And as he's proposing or whatever the hell's going on, she runs onto the road and it takes her, I think we just saw before, it takes her about 45 seconds for her to run about 5 meters on that road, within which some Opel car is able to drive a kilometer. A kilometer. Take in 1 kilometer, like advances 1 kilometer and absolutely annihilates her.
But anyway, after
then he stops and then opens the door for him to put her in.
And so
he was really ashamed of his behavior.
She's still in hospital, apparently, and they're still in love.
She goes into
a coma.
Yeah,
but and then Mukesh Rishi, on hearing this, is very sentimental.
He's very emotional. Yeah,
he's like, "That's fine. You go marry this girl." Yeah. And then this is where the twist is.
Yeah,
that's when his friends ask
you either love it or you hate it.
And his friends are like, "Yeah, you loving Nandini is true, but like, when did we go to Switzerland?"
And then it hits.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so good, the twist.
So the twist is he made that whole thing up.
It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
So, let's end it there.
So the thing is, like, did he imagine such a horrific death to Nandini as well? Like,
he's a sadist.
That's what he gets off to. He gets off to her being in a coma.
And, like, all the other stuff around, like, her brother getting kidnapped and all of that as well. So
And then... as the movie progresses, all the characters in his flashback are actually
his dad's
childhood friends. Yes.
Yeah. So, in the second half, they
will retain some of those qualities in the flashback.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So, well, the actual backstory is that all the friends are getting together again. And the second half is really that. So, they go to, like, some place in the country and, yeah.
Also, his dad's, like, a proper maniac.
Yeah.
There's something properly wrong with that guy.
Does he take his belt off at one point?
No, he threatens to.
Yeah,
it's like, I would have taken my belt off.
Oh, but my pads would have fallen down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But knowing
for a fat guy.
But like, it wouldn't have because looking at him,
they should be on tight. Yeah. I don't really understand why he needs a belt. It is very weird.
Yeah. And his mum's like, speaks like broken English.
Broken English, yeah. But essentially... There's like a couple of backstories happening. Like, one is there's some beef with some other family. What's happening there? I can't remember.
So Kajal's dad and Prabhas's dad. Nah. There's some flashback with them, isn't there?
No, but they're fine. It's to do with like one of them marrying someone's daughter, right?
Yep. So to appease that guy, don't they need to get Kajal married to this other guy?
Yeah, but it's not even Prabhas's. Prabhas's dad keeps trying to get on good terms with this older gentleman.
Guy. Yeah, I think that guy is Prabhas's, Kajal's dad's dad, I think.
It's Kota Srinivas.
Yeah.
But really, the fault isn't even Prabhas's dad's fault. He, like, arranged it
to
happen or something.
Kajal's dad's fault, yeah? Kajal's dad married someone that.
Yeah, that's
he
right.
Didn't
yeah.
want, he didn't
and then
want him.
Prabhas' design. Dad helped him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And then to bring the family back together, Kajal has to marry this other guy.
Yeah,
they start introducing this other random
dude. Other guy. Yeah,
equation.
That so they introduce him as someone else's son, but actually he's related to Kota. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Prabhas' dad
that's right,
organizes the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. His dad's supposed to be that real small guy who drinks too much.
Yeah, that's
right.
Which genetically makes no sense. So they should have saw through that straight away.
And there's another like subplot in the second half where there's the other girl, like one of the other friend's daughters that
Mohan Krishna is that his name? Krishna Mohan.
Chandramohan.
Chandramohan.
Yeah, his daughter. Yeah.
Yeah, his daughter Wants to get married to someone?
Yeah, wants to get married to someone in Australia or something, and then they're asking for dowry. And then she goes to Prabhas and is like, you got to convince my dad to, like, sell this house. And then Prabhas talks to the dad, and then there's just, like, this emotional sequence where all the dad's like, yeah, I'll sell the house.
He talks to the daughter, and he says, do you really need to do this?
No, he's like, well, she expects the dad to, like, refuse, but the dad says yes straight away.
Straight away, yeah.
And then the daughter's like, oh, I misunderstood my dad.
She starts crying.
Yeah.
And everyone starts crying. Then I start crying.
Because it's too emotional.
It's so good. Turns out this whole time, by the end of the movie, turns out she was in love with him.
She was in love with him as well.
To Kaja La Prabhas.
Yeah.
The whole movie's bullshit.
Because she acts like she's not in love with him.
She's ignoring him.
Yeah. But he's like trying to get her on side.
She's ignoring him because she also knows about this Switzerland dream. She had the same dream.
It's bilateral dreams, yeah.
So her love for Prabhas was actually in a coma.
You've thought deeply into this. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
There's a part where Prabhas is like, her brother has some funny scenes in the second half. Kajal's brother, how he makes him do stuff. Because there's a part where like, my sister loves Switzerland, and then Prabhas says all the stuff about Switzerland, and then Kaj is like, I love India.
That's right.
Yeah. And I hate you.
Classic.
Yeah.
The dialogues are cringe too funny in this movie.
They're unreal.
But there's a part.
I love India. No, that's a different movie, isn't it?
I remember there's a part where they bring like a block of ice.
Yeah. Yeah, they bring a block of ice, and then the other guy breaks it, doesn't
like
he?
That's his talent. They're like,
we had this ice ready for this random dude that's not.
And then he's like, Prabha, come try. Like, dude, why?
So come show us. And then like Prabha's actually going to do it, and his dad's like, no, don't do it.
They do that little thing where he convinces his dad to do stuff.
But later in the movie, they have to bring the ice back.
Yeah.
So he's fighting some guy, and randomly, this guy's transporting a block of ice.
Yeah.
And he's about to punch some guy, but the guy gets out of the way, and he punches the ice.
Yeah.
And the ice breaks, and then someone whistles in the background.
And it's like a bigger block of ice than the other guy. So, yeah.
They really had to bring that block of ice back.
Oh, classic.
Yeah. But great movie.
It's so good.
It's okay. It's not bad.
It's 9.8 out of 10.
Like despite all, like the way we've explained this, it sounds like it's nonsense, but it's actually not.
It is nonsense, but it's funny.
Compared to a lot of other Telugu movies, I'll take this 100%. It's also funny for stupid reasons.
Yeah.
And it's like a total fuck you to the audience when the twist happens, so it's great.
I think it doesn't take itself seriously, which is to its credit. Yeah.
Yeah, and also like Prabhas is actually kind of funny in this. Like I think he's actually meant to be funny in some scenes, and in other scenes he's funny for he's
supposed to act like an idiot.
Anyways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's actually kind of like a normal guy. Apart from like the fights and stuff, he's just like a normal dude. Which he hasn't been ever since then. So like in most of the movies he's like a larger than life kind of guy. Yeah. But yeah, it's if you haven't seen it, 2010 release. It's on YouTube actually, so you can
Karidi's favorite movie.
Yeah, jump on and watch it.
Tag me on YouTube.
But GB Prakash, I think he's kind of like fallen off as well, hasn't he?
Well, he just doesn't make as much, I guess.
Yeah.
Is GB Prakash related to Aaron?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
So
and is Anirudh related to A.R. Rahman?
No,
he's related to Rajinikanth.
Yeah,
is he related to Rajinikanth?
Isn't he married to his?
No.
Oh, he's friends with Dhanush. He's just friends with Dhanush.
Dhanush is
married to
his daughter.
He was. Yeah.
He was. I think they're separated now.
Yeah, oh, really? They're separated. Yeah.
Oh, he used that marriage well, didn't he? To get his way.
So Anirudh is not related to.
I think his father was. In the industry, but I don't think he's related to anyone famous. Yeah.
Sick.
Cool.
Watch it.
Yeah. Young Rebel Star in action.
Pre whatever the fuck has happened to his face.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Catch us on Instagram.
Yeah. So if you want to tell us your thoughts about Darling, I don't know why we just like, yeah, let's just review Darling.
I think you just really like this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but and I'm not the one that suggested it.
He's
the one that
suggested it recently. Yeah. Yeah,
I watched it recently. Like, it actually started playing. I was watching something else on YouTube and started playing straight after another video, and I just watched the whole thing. So,
what other movies are you going to be reviewing coming up?
There's not much coming out. In terms of new ones.
I think the next one will be, if it sticks to its release date, will be Kalki.
So yeah,
I guess this indirectly correlates to that.
We'll just review like all of Prabhas's filmography until Kalki then.
I saw the trailer for that. I don't know.
Well, we just reviewed Dune Part 2, so it's
kind of looks like that.
It's a bit reminiscent of it. Yeah.
It's a bit mad.
Yeah. It's the most expensive Indian movie ever.
It's gone past Bahubali.
Yeah.
Or whatever went past that.
The director's only made one movie. No, he's made two. So, and they're both pretty good. Yavadeh Subramaniam.
Yeah, Yavadeh Subramaniam and Mahanati.
And then Mahanati is the second
one. What's the director's name?
Nagashwin.
Yeah. Nagashwin. Yeah.
I think it's a better choice than some of the other directors he's worked with. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All
Sometimes
right.
you need a bit of experience, though, if you're doing a lot of CGI stuff.
This kind of big movie. We'll see. Mahanati has a surprising amount of CGI in it. When I watched it, like all the old sets and stuff are recreated using CGI.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just don't think Mahanati is as good as people say it is.
It's pretty decent. It's not bad.
It's like what it doesn't. If you didn't know this actress, you wouldn't really like. There's nothing the movie itself shows is great about the actress. It's like a bit all over the place, I think.
Mm. The story's interesting, though.
No, it's not.
You didn't find it? No. Knowing who the actress is, I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen Savitri before, I guess. Mm. Like, we've seen a couple of them.
So have I. I still found it boring.
Yeah. I just didn't know any of that stuff about her. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
All right. But yeah, next we'll do something. We'll review something.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll review Bujigaru.
Oh, that's a classic, isn't it?
Puri Jagannath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for spending part of your day with us. So if you want to support Paisa Vasool, you can do so via we've actually got our own Instagram now, so you can follow us on Instagram. And are you doing sound effects?
I don't know what that is. Yeah. What is that?
I don't know.
I hope it's claps.
Yeah, okay. It could be anything.
Could be, yeah.
We'll find out in the edit.
So you could follow us on Instagram at, I think it's Paisa Vasool Pod on Instagram. We're on TikTok for those that are not in India. You can follow us on TikTok.
Ah, true.
And obviously YouTube, if you're watching us, and if you're listening to us on Spotify or iTunes, give us a review, and that makes us more discoverable. Cool.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Kiriti.
No worries.
Yeah, we'll get you back on for...
See you soon.
Bujigaru.
Sounds good. Catch up.
All right.
See ya.
Yeah. That could be crickets.
That could be, yeah. Could be anything. Yeah. We don't know. All right. Double overlay now. Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Thank you.
Catch you guys in the next one.
Yeah.
All right. See ya. Bye.